American Language Course, Tape 2410A. Listen.
You will hear short paragraphs. Then you will be asked questions. Answer when you hear my questions. Repeat the statements. Again, it is very important that you answer when you hear my questions. American settlers began moving westward in the early 17th century. They did not move fast at the beginning. When did the settlers begin moving westward? In the early 17th century. They began in the early 17th century. Did they move fast at the beginning? No, they didn't. No, they did not move fast at the beginning. The region, New England, in which the settlers first landed is a forest region. They did not know how to live in this new land. They did not know which foods to eat, which animals to hunt, or which plants to grow. The settlers had to learn this before attempting to move westward.
Where did the settlers land?
At a forest region. The settlers landed at a forest region.
Did they know which foods to eat?
No, they didn't. No, they did not know which foods to eat.
Did they know which plants to grow?
No, they didn't. No, they did not know which plants to grow.
What did the settlers have to do before moving westward?
They had to learn many things. They had to learn many things before moving westward. Most of the equipment the settlers brought from Europe was not suitable for the New World. Thus, the settler had to devise more suitable equipment. They had to make better wagons and discover suitable clothing for traveling long distances. They also had to develop better weapons and defense techniques.
Was most of the equipment that the settlers brought suitable for the New World?
No, most of it was not suitable. No, most of the equipment was not suitable for the New World.
What did the settlers have to learn?
They had to learn to make better wagons. They had to learn to make more suitable clothing. They had to learn to make better weapons and defense techniques. The migration across the United States followed a pretty orderly and standard pattern. The first people who went into the West were the hunters. They hunted animals for their fur. Fur was as valuable then as it is today.
Did migration across the United States follow an orderly pattern?
Yes, it had an orderly pattern. Yes, migration across the United States followed an orderly pattern.
Who were the first people to go into the West?
The hunters. The hunters were the first people to go into the West.
Why did the hunters go into the West?
Because fur was valuable. The hunters went into the West because fur was valuable. The miners usually followed the hunters. They usually wanted gold. Discoveries of gold deposits significantly increased the migration to the West.
What kind of people followed the hunters?
The miners. The miners followed the hunters.
What did they usually want?
They wanted gold. They usually wanted gold.
What discoveries increased the migration to the West?
The gold deposits. Discoveries of gold deposits increased the migration to the West. The cattlemen followed the miners. They sought places where their cattle would have grass, water, and unfenced land. Cowboys kept themselves west of the civilized settlements. That is why we today associate cowboys with the West.
Why did the cattlemen follow the miners?
Because they wanted grass, water, and unfenced land. They followed the miners because they wanted grass, water, and unfenced land.
Why is a cowboy associated with the West?
Because he stayed west of the settlements. The cowboy is associated with the West because he stayed west of the settlements. The cowboy, miner, and hunter made little impression on the country. Nature was an obstacle to the farmers that followed. Forest and grass made planting difficult. The farmers cut trees, built houses, and gave the land a more civilized appearance. Often these first farmers sold their land to new industries and moved farther west.
Did a miner change the appearance of the land?
No, he didn't. No, the miner did not change the appearance of the land.
Why are forest and grass obstacles to a farmer?
Because they make planting difficult. Forests and grass are obstacles to a farmer because he cannot plant.
Why did the country look more civilized?
Because the farmers built houses. The country looked more civilized because the farmers built houses. Once an area had many farms, the people usually established a community or town. Once there was a town, merchants would go west, and then craftsmen, lawyers, and doctors would follow.
What happened when farms would become numerous?
A community or town would be established. When farms would become more numerous, a town would be established.
When would merchants go to the west?
When towns were established. Merchants would go west when towns were established.
Who followed the merchants?
Craftsmen, lawyers, and doctors. Craftsmen, lawyers, and doctors followed the merchants. In 1890, the government announced that there were no more unsettled western areas. There was no more frontier. All the land had towns and villages. This announcement closed a period of American history which had lasted approximately 300 years. The continuous migration to the west, a distinctive feature of the past, was over.
When was the settlement of the west completed?
In 1890, the settlement of the West was completed in 1890.
How long did it take to settle the West?
300 years. It took 300 years to settle the West.
This is the end of tape 2410A.